now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
First impressions. Are first impressions really, really that important when interviewing? Are they? Yes. Yes, they are. We're all susceptible to first impressions, aren't we? How many times in your life did you meet somebody you really didn't like at first, but then later you did? But then later you did. They got a second chance, and you liked them then. When you're interviewing, you will only have one chance to make a good first impression. So do not blow it. First impressions. First impressions. They really are very, very important when interviewing. And another thing, during the interview process, you might have several of these first impressions with a company. You may have a telephone interview. That will be a first impression that you're going to have to deal with, right? And then you're going to have an in-house. Hopefully, they call you in, invite you in to interview in person, face-to-face. Or you're going to have another first impression. And you're going to have first impressions along the way. All the way through the interview process, you might encounter several of these first impressions. Because you might meet someone at each step along the way. Someone new, right? Not you might, you will. Even at the end of the interview process, some companies will have you meet the president or the owner of the company, right? I see this all the time, just to get their stamp of approval. We want you to meet with Charlie, the president, or Mary, the president, just for their stamp of approval, right? You're not going to ever see them once you start to work over here. But so before they even extend an offer, you may have to meet the president or owner. And what happens then? In that case, you have another what? First impression to deal with. My point is this. You have to be your best throughout the entire interview process. You have to be your best. Always. You cannot let your guard down throughout the interview process. There's going to be several interviews, phone interview, face-to-face, group, whatever. President's stamp of approval. You're going to have so many first impressions to deal with. Do not let your guard down just because you start to feel more comfortable with them. Okay? I see this all the time. I see it all the time. Candidates start to get too comfortable. And they let their guard down. Okay? Don't do this. I remember one time, and I had this happen to me one time on a personal level. I was, back when I lived in St. Louis, there was a doctor. On a rare occasion, I actually went to the doctor. And I went to the doctor, and this particular doctor was fairly young. And I forgot even why I went. It doesn't matter. But first impressions, this is a little creepy. I got really creepy with this guy because he was asking me if I wanted to go see a jazz concert, right? I was asking my wife and I. It wasn't just me. I mean, it wasn't anything like that. But it was just, hey, I'm going to go to this jazz concert down at XYZ Club. You want to go with me? I'm like, what? This is too creepy. This is too close. You're my doctor. I didn't say that, but I'm thinking this to myself. It was a horrible first impression. I never went back to that doctor. And at the time, I was looking for a family doctor. I never went back to this guy. He didn't have a second chance. It was too close for comfort for me. I don't want to party with my doctor. Sorry. You people out there that do that, that's your business. I don't want to do that, okay? It's got to be a certain professionalism there to me, for me anyway. But so that's on a personal level. But I have seen candidates start to curse. Start to smoke, go out drinking with the people in the office, and all kinds of crazy stuff. If you're doing this, you're making a mistake. You need to stay on. You need to stay on. You know what that means? When you're on, when you're off, you got to stay on, right? Until you receive an offer from this company. Throughout the process, you got to stay on. Do not let your guard down. They are still evaluating you throughout the process. Do not forget this. They may tell you, Sally, go ahead and go get a cup of coffee down there. They're evaluating you. You're going to run into people down there to get a cup of coffee in the hallway, and you're going to run into people, first impressions, right, all over the place, first impressions, and they're going to be report back. Hey, that guy you were interviewing, that girl you were interviewing, she blah, 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 whatever, okay? Whatever it is, you got to stay on. They're evaluating throughout the process all the time. Do not forget this. I'm telling you this so you stay on your toes. Now, I am not telling you to be a fake or a phony. I'm not telling you to be something that you're not. What I'm saying is you need to realize that you're being evaluated by this company. Okay? Make sense? The last thing you need is a story floating around the office about you before you even are employed there. Can you imagine this? Oh, man, we party like crazy on that guy there you interviewed last week. Woo, he can drink. My God. Not a bad singer either. Pretty good karaoke guy. You want these stories around the office before you're even over there? Oh, come on, Mike. I'm just letting my hair down. I'm just showing them that I'm human. Now, stay on guard. Do not let your guard down. Don't do it. Be professional all the way through the process. Stay on message. Stay on point. Make sure you stay on during this whole interview process. Do not let your guard down. Am I clear here? Am I clear? Are first impressions important? Yes, they are. First impressions are so important when interviewing. It will make the difference between you moving forward or not. So make sure you're at your very, very best. If you're not feeling well before the interview, if something happened last night or whatever, if you're not feeling well before the interview, on the phone or in person, call and reschedule. All right? Whether it's an in-person or on the phone, telephone interview, reschedule it. What kind of first impression are you going to make when you're sick? Well, Mike, I could do a phone interview when I'm sick. That's no big deal. That's no big deal. I'm not going to reschedule that. I don't want to reschedule it. Yes, reschedule it. If you're not your very best, reschedule it. Reschedule it. You want to take a phone call? So, Mike, I understand you worked at ABC Company, but... Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm sick. Come on, people. Don't do that. Don't do that. You have to be at your very, very, very best. Okay? What kind of first impression are you going to make when you're sick? If something's bothering you, you have a serious family issue, reschedule. Anything that would keep you from being your very best for the interview, you need to reschedule it. Got it? Occasionally during your life, okay, you're going to get a second chance to make a great first impression. Occasionally that happens. Remember? I said, you know, how many times you met somebody in your life and you didn't really like them at first, but then, you know, after a while, I didn't really like that guy, but I kind of like him now. That's not going to happen when you're interviewing. You're not going to get a second chance. When you're interviewing for a position, you're not going to get that other chance. You have one shot at it. That's it. One shot. And you're going to have lots of first impressions, not just one. And if your first impression is horrible when interviewing with a company, you will not get a second chance. I can't be any clearer on this. Always, always, always stay focused and be your absolute very, very best. And don't forget, there's going to be many first impressions throughout the interviewing process. Phone, face-to-face, receptionist, break room, lunch, how you ordered, everything is going to be, how many different people are you going to meet throughout the process? Each one of those are first impressions. You have to stay focused and be your absolute very best. Or don't go on the interview. Reschedule it. I hope this helps all of you with this issue. Good luck to every one of you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.